Thank you for calling A&N Appliance Repair. Please press 1 if you are a new client.
Oh, hi, Domingo. It's Gina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up because of the past due balance. We're still having trouble processing it, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, no. And the last time I talked to, I forgot who it was. It was somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed that since I've had y'all, I haven't really gotten any calls, like, not any overwhelming, maybe two or four, and I've been using y'all for 4 or 5 months now, actually longer.
Okay.
And he said he was going to help out with the Google, because Google, it took 3 months just to get on, just to get it activated, because every time I would get it, and y'all would change something, then I'd have to go through the whole process again.
Oh, like the video verification and stuff? You had to do that a couple times?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then here recently, like 2 weeks ago, I asked some customers of mine here to look me up on Google, and I don't even pop up. Like, I thought I was supposed to be up on the top 5, 10 or so, at least. I'm not even popping up.
Let me take a look here. I want to just see. The Google listing pops up for me. It's verified and it's optimized on the first page, but one thing I notice about it is there are no reviews. So what I would recommend, Domingo, is start working on getting some 5-star ratings on that page, because that will help you with not only a better result, but also a higher conversion. Because it'll give a potential client that, you know, comfortable feeling in working with you prior to calling you. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say learn how to get more reviews, and that email will be hyperlinked to your Google page. So you can copy it and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. Right? And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. That will help you tremendously. So,
I can ask my old customers to do that for me, because that's what they can be.
Yeah, that's the nice thing, is you can send this link to anyone that you think might do it, even if it's a friend or a relative, you know, that can vouch for you, and they can say, hey, we know that A&N Appliance Repair is a trusted business in the community, and he's got many years of industry expertise, and they can give you 5 stars, even if it's like a friend or something. They can do that, because all that's true. You know what I mean? So, I just sent that to you, and it also triggered a text message. So in the event that you don't have a client's email, but you have their phone number, you could also text it to them, okay?
Okay. And the other thing is, like, when I look it up, like, just on internet, appliance repair in my area, mine doesn't pop up for some reason.
Let me look. Hold on.
Like, I have scrolled down to, like, way at the bottom or the second page.
You shouldn't have to go to the second page. If you go way at the bottom, all of that is going to get stronger over time, obviously, you know. But let me just look here. There's Unitech, Megafix. Oh, wow, there's a couple that don't have reviews on there, which is good. So you don't – I like to see the ones with reviews. It's interesting because I can't find it on the first page under appliance repair for Hempstead, Texas, but it could be just because the account's in suspension. Because on the dashboard, this is showing me that over the last 30 days, let me filter this out again and just make sure that I'm seeing it right. It's saying over the last 30 days, you were found on the first page of Google 57 times, and you had 9 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So when an account goes into suspension, which in your case, that happened on May 19th, which was, what, 10 days ago? The everything will stay active, but they don't do any active programming on the account. And that can be a problem because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through and your account is active, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But now it's been 10 days without those revisions taking place, so I think that that could be affecting you currently. One other thing I see is that you're getting clicks for driving directions. You don't really need that unless you have a brick-and-mortar location. Do people come to you ever, or do you mostly go out to them?
No, I always go to them.
Okay. So what I'll do then is I'll have the technicians hide the address on here because there's no reason for people to click for driving directions if they don't come to you. You know what I mean? That also
yeah.
is going to help you out. So I'll do that. And then one more thing I want to check, which is the weekly posts. So the frequency. So it looks like we're doing one post every week for you. I'm going to increase that to 2 posts a week. That's going to help you stay more relevant and also get better results. So I'll start that today where they start posting, you know, twice a week on your behalf on your Google page, and that'll help you too. So, and then, you know, once the account's up to speed with the payment, Domingo, I can also have the technicians do a complete performance check and just double check and see if there's any additional updates that they can do behind the scenes. They would perform those, and then that would help you as well.
Okay. Well, let me look into that stuff, but I probably won't be able to give y'all the next payment till next Friday.
Okay, that's not a problem. I'll make a note of it that probably by next Friday it'll go through. And then if for some reason it doesn't, I'll follow up with you then, okay?
Yes, please.
Of course, yeah. And in the meantime, thank you so much for explaining everything. Call me back if you have any questions on that review email. It's pretty self-explanatory, but start working on that right away so you can start getting those reviews coming in. And that way, next Friday, you're going to be in a really good position, okay?
I sure will. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a nice rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.